Why do I have to wear a helmet? You're not wearing one.
Need you ask?
Come on, Ian.
No, Gracie.
Why not?
You'll get hurt. Remember last time?
You go first. We'll wait for you to get to the bottom of the hill.
All right. Why can't my sled be in the middle?
Because you're the lightest. You need to be the last. Hang on tight to Isaac's sled.
Whatever.
Let's try to keep the train together all the way down. Ready?
Shouldn't we wait for Gracie to get out of the way?
She'll move. Okay, here we go!
You're listening to the Brinkman Adventures, and we're so glad you joined us up here on the sledding hill. It's a cold November day, and Susan and the younger Brinkman kids are taking advantage of the early snow. Let's rejoin the boys as their sleds rocket down the steep hill at Pioneer Park.
Thanks. Sure. I'm Gracie.
That kid rescued.
Hi.
Gracie.
Esther. How old are you?
I told you to wait.
I'm 9.
I'm 8. Wanna go down together?
Okay.
That was great.
Thanks for sledding with me.
Sure.
Hope's too small, and my brothers won't let me go with them. I have a really big stuffed dog. He's super soft. Hey, what do you want to be when you grow up?
What?
I want to be a missionary. How about you? Haven't you ever thought about that?
Not really. I know that I want to help poor people.
Maybe God will show you how. You should pray about it.
I have been. For 2 years.
Esther!
Coming!
It was good to meet you, Josie.
Yeah, it was nice to meet you too, Susan.
Hey, it's Gracie's birthday next week. We promised her a party back in June, and we're finally getting around to it. Do you think Esther would want to come?
Oh, she's a little shy, never really liked parties, but I'll ask her.
We could even pick her up if you'd like.
Esther, they're here! Are you ready, honey? Susan, Gracie, hi.
Good morning.
Hi, Mrs. Peckett. We're here to pick up Esther.
Come on in. Oh, you can leave your boots on. That's fine. Esther, they're waiting for you, honey. I'll be right back.
Are you sure you don't want me to help look for her?
No. She'll come out when you're gone. I should have warned you this might happen. Gracie, I'm really sorry.
It's okay.
Josie, please, don't worry about it.
Esther? Come out, honey.
I can't go, Mom.
You don't have to go.
They're gone?
Yes, they're gone.
Was Gracie sad?
She looked disappointed.
They have so many kids. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't go there.
Honey, you know you can overcome this fear.
How? I've always been like this, Mom, ever since I was little. Make it go away.
Hello, Brinkmans.
Hi, Susan. It's Josie. Josie Packett?
Yeah, hi, Josie. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I just wanted to apologize again for the other day. I felt so bad for Gracie.
Oh, she got over it fast enough. Gracie's pretty resilient. Mm.
Good.
You found Esther, I take it. I was worried when we left.
Yeah, she was hiding in the basement. I'm not sure what to do about her, Susan. In the summer, she spends all her time alone in the treehouse. In the winter, she's up in her room all day, reading.
Hmm.
She hates talking to people. She's even uncomfortable talking to Scott and I. When she reached out to Gracie on the sledding hill, that was a big step for her.
I know. I was really happy, too, when they hit it off. Gracie's been praying for a good friend.
Maybe we should get them together again.
I think we should try.
That's it. That's it!
Esther, what happened? What's wrong?
I think God wants me to start a club.
What?
I've been praying for 2 years that God would show me.
Praying what, dear?
Look.
Okay, what am I looking at?
Christmas shoeboxes.
All right. Why don't you start from the beginning?
All right. So, I've been asking God to show me how I can help poor people. Just now I was reading this magazine from church. It's about something called Operation Christmas Child. I think God just gave me my answer. I think I'm supposed to start a shoebox club.
How was work?
Great. Esther, Mom tells me you have an idea.
Yeah, I want to start a shoebox club.
What exactly is a shoebox club?
Here, I'll read it. A shoebox club is a group of boys and girls who meet regularly to stuff shoeboxes full of Christmas gifts for poor children in developing countries.
So if you had a club, where would it meet?
Here, at the house.
Who would be in the club?
Well, I could ask kids from church or other kids I know.
I see. And how often would you meet? It's already November.
We would have to meet once a week.
So where would you store the supplies?
Here, I guess.
Where does the stuff come from to put in the boxes? Do we buy it all?
Maybe some of it. The book said to ask people and businesses to donate.
Who would be doing the asking?
Probably me.
And who would lead the club? I mean, like, be in charge?
I guess me.
Honey, this sounds like a really, really fun idea. But, well, you know you don't like talking to people. And I'm afraid you'd have to do a lot of that if you started this club.
I know. I thought of that. But I still want to do it.
Are you sure, Esther?
Yes.
Okay. We're willing to give it a shot.
Thank you.
Dude, you gotta see this new hoverboard I got.
Oh, Esther, honey, you should probably say something so they know it's over.
Okay. I want to thank you all for coming to the very first shoebox club meeting. Does anyone have any questions? We'll meet again a week from today.
Everybody, quiet down!
Thanks for coming, everybody. We'll meet again next week. Anybody have any questions?
Get it unstuck! Get it unstuck!
How did you get it stuck in the first place?
If you want to be in the club, please fill out the membership form. And don't forget to bring lots of items for the boxes next week. That was awful.
Awful's maybe too strong a word. Okay, awful. I think we need to be more organized next time. I can help you with that.
Okay. I was thinking, too, that maybe Gracie should do the talking.
Huh?
They didn't listen to me, but Gracie's got such a loud voice. Did you see those boys when she yelled?
Yeah, she has a loud voice. But this... Well, it was your idea. You're the leader of the club. Honey, I think the talking part will get easier for you when you get used to it.
I'd rather she did the talking.
How come you stay in bed, Mom?
Sometimes don't you like to stay in your cozy bed on a Saturday morning, Hope?
Yes, I like to cuddle with you in your bed. What you doing?
Writing Dad and the other girls.
What are them doing again?
Helping a lot of people in Waveland where the hurricane hit. They'll be back in a couple weeks.
Oh.
Hey, Mom, would you like me to make some breakfast in bed?
You'd do that for me, sweetie? That would be so nice.
I'll make you some toast and a couple eggs.
Can I help, Greg?
Sure. You can make your own shoes. Here.
I know how. I did it before.
Hello, this is Gracie.
Hi, Gracie. This is Esther. Are you coming to the shoebox club this week?
Yep, I can hardly wait.
Great. Hey, I was thinking. Last time, everyone listened to you when you talked. Would you mind doing the talking?
Me?
Yeah.
But you're the leader.
I know. But I'd really like it if you could do the talking. I'd sit by you and help if you didn't know what to say.
Sure.
Great. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Can you open this up for me, Gracie? I need some water for the orange juice.
Just a sec, Hope. These eggs are almost done.
We'll get it.
Gracie, this is wonderful. You are such a good little cook.
Hope, is the orange juice ready?
It's coming right up.
And orange juice, too? Thank you, girls.
You're welcome.
Guys, we have to get 200 boxes done in 4 meetings.
That's 50 boxes in each meeting.
Wow, ambitious.
Tell them what we need. Here, read this.
Let's see. We're short on 3 things. We need 200 stuffed animals. We only have 6. We need 200 combs. We only have 60. And we need 200 toothbrushes. We don't have any.
Where are we gonna get all this stuff?
Gracie, read the verse.
Okay. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
We need to pray.
We need to pray.
I can hear her, Gracie.
Will someone pray?
I can. Lord, thank you for the things we already have. Now we need a bunch of combs, toothbrushes, and stuffed animals.
Hello, this is Gracie Brinkman. I'm calling about toothbrushes. Would you like to donate some for our shoebox club? It's for Operation Christmas Child. Okay.
Did they?
Yes, 150 toothbrushes.
Success. Thank you, Lord.
3 weeks left. Tonight we have to pack all these boxes and wrap them. Let's get busy. 1, 2, 3, break!
Are you the young girl collecting things to give away in shoeboxes this Christmas?
Yes.
Well, I would like to donate my collection of 300 teeny weeny babies.
300?
Lord, thank you for supplying all the teeny weeny babies. We don't need any more stuffed animals. What we really need now are combs. Lots of combs. Amen.
Amen.
2 weeks left and 50 boxes to stuff tonight. 1, 2, 3, break!
This is Roger Steinway with Allen Brothers Shoe Company. Are you the young lady in charge of the shoebox club in Fort Atkinson?
Yes.
Well, we recently received a fairly good-sized shipment of combs. We're a shoe company, you know, and we don't sell combs. I've called every business in town and verified no one ordered these combs. Could your club use some combs?
Yes. How many are there?
Approximately 400.
400 combs?
No, 400 pounds of combs. Don't bring a little car to pick them up. You're gonna need a truck.
Shoebox Club, we've done it! 200 boxes stuffed and 1 week to spare.
Yay! Yay!
Gracie, our family's visiting the shoebox sorting place in Minnesota. Mom said you can come with us if you want to.
Yeah, Gracie. We're going to follow these shoeboxes to where they sort them and ship them. We'd love to have you come with us.
Sounds like fun. I'll ask my mom.
Hey, Gracie, what you doing?
Just playing with Hope.
Can you talk?
Yeah.
Can you believe we got them done?
No, that pile's huge. The room's completely full.
I know. Hey, thanks so much for helping me.
No problem.
I'm really glad we met at that sledding hill.
Me too.
I never told you this before, but I'm sorry for not coming to your birthday party.
It's okay.
When you came to pick me up that day, I hid under the stairs in our basement.
You were scared of me?
Not you, silly. Your family. Your brothers. I don't know.
Yeah, they're scary.
Are you coming with us to Minnesota?
Well, I was going to, but I can't. My Aunt Sarah's coming.
Oh.
She's going back to Africa.
This is where we pile the boxes before they get loaded into trucks that take them to the port.
Wow, those piles are massive.
Many in that pile are from your club. You guys were amazing. You didn't even begin until November.
My daughter Esther here was reading one of your books and felt like God wanted her to start a club.
Good to meet you, Esther. Did you enjoy it?
I sure did. At first, things were a little rough, but once we got going, it was great.
Did you have a favorite part?
Definitely the God moments. They were the best. Like, we'd pray for things and God would provide.
Are you guys planning on attending the party tonight?
We are. We'll be driving back in the morning.
I have an idea. Volunteer groups will be coming through today. Some are just a couple people like you guys. Others are larger, like 10 or 15 people. I'd love for them all to hear your story, Esther. We could set up a little room just for you. What do you think?
She really hates public speaking.
Mom, could you talk?
No, this is your story, honey. You don't have to do it.
Why couldn't Gracie have come?
It was just a crazy idea, Esther.
Okay, I'll do it.
You will?
At the last club meeting, everybody came and we worked until late. And by the end of the night, we had wrapped 200 boxes. Any questions?
How many kids are in your club?
15 kids. Wait, let me think. One of them quit because he had piano lessons. 14.
That's nice.
Okay, then. Thanks for coming.
Uh-huh.
I'm terrible at this.
No, you're not, sweetie. I'm so proud of you. Packet Residence, this is Josie.
Josie, this is Alicia Jones with Operation Christmas Child. Do you remember me?
I do.
How are you doing?
Good, good.
First of all, thanks again for your help in Minnesota. We really appreciated how Esther spoke to our tour groups all day.
She was glad she could help.
We received a number of comments from people saying how much they appreciated her.
Really?
Yes. In fact, one person recorded her presentation on his phone and was so impressed, he emailed the video to our headquarters in North Carolina.
Okay.
I'll get right to it. For the last few months, we've been looking for a special person. You see, this year, Operation Christmas Child will be delivering the 100 millionth shoebox to a child in the Dominican Republic.
Wow.
Here's the cool part. That box is going on a tour across America, stopping at a bunch of cities along the way. Each stop will add an item to the box. It will also be stopping at radio stations, concerts, and even the Good Morning Show. We think Esther may be the person to carry this shoebox on its tour. She would serve as the spokesperson for Operation Christmas Child.
Oh my, I don't...
Now, I know she's not into public speaking. However, she really communicated that day. Please, all we ask is for you to pray about it as a family.
I promise we will do that.
So Scott, Josie, and Esther pray about the request. Esther ultimately makes the decision. After working briefly with a speaking coach, the ladies pack up for the first leg of the tour.
Remember, speaking to 100 people is the same as 5 people. You're going to be great. Okay, you're on.
Hello, my name is Esther Packett, and I'd like to talk to you about Operation Christmas Child. Did you know there are billions of kids on Earth who have
You're
never heard of...
You're listening to the Randy Highway Show, and today I have a very special guest with me, Esther Packett. Esther is touring with Operation Christmas Child's 100 millionth shoebox. Before we get started, how old are you, young lady?
I'm every bit of 9 years old, sir. Thanks for having me.
Will you give a warm round of applause for Operation Christmas Child's youngest emissary, Esther Packett.
Before I start,
I'd like to thank Mayor Bradshaw for allowing me to address you. Sir, I'm honored to be here. This is a historic year for Operation Christmas Child. We are delivering the 100 millionth shoebox to a child named Brenda in the Dominican Republic.
Gracie, what's wrong?
Same thing.
Honey, I just don't think it's you.
She hasn't called me since I told her no. I feel like I let her down, Mom.
Sweetie, this may be hard for you to understand, but it was probably actually better that you didn't go.
Why?
If you had gone, she would have asked you to speak for her.
But that's what I'm afraid of. She needed me and I wasn't there. That's why she won't talk to me.
No, honey. Esther needed to do the talking. And because she did, they asked her. She's probably not calling because she's so busy. Why don't you try calling her right now? They were supposed to be back in town this weekend.
What if she doesn't talk to me?
Just call her, Gracie.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello? Mrs. Packett?
Hi, Gracie.
Hi, is Esther there?
She's here, but she went to bed early. Tomorrow is a big day. She's going to be talking at the Matthew Eastman concert.
Oh, okay. Goodbye, ma'am.
Gracie, wait. Would you like to come and be our guests? It's at the Downtown Arena. We have two extra tickets with backstage passes. We'd love to have you and your mom join us. And you might get to meet Matthew Eastman.
Who?
Sorry we're late. I'm so glad you could make it. Hi, Gracie.
Hi, where's Esther?
That's what we're all wondering.
What do you mean? What's wrong?
She went to the bathroom 5 minutes ago. She wasn't feeling well. I gave her a cappuccino on an empty stomach, and she started looking sick, but she's not there. We looked everywhere.
When is she on?
Any minute. Susan, there are 10,000 people out there. I don't know what to do.
Wait, are there any stairs around here?
Huh? Stairs?
Yeah, did you see any stairs?
I might have seen some over there.
I'll be right back. Esther!
Gracie?
Esther, are you okay?
You came, Gracie. I'm so glad to see you. I feel sick. There's a lot of people out there. I don't know if I can do it.
Remember that verse. Fear not. I am with thee. God, please help Esther feel better. Give her courage. Please, Jesus. Amen.
Esther, honey.
When am I on?
They're just introducing you, but it's okay.
Our Operation Christmas Child representative won't be able to speak tonight. However, I'd still ask that you visit our booth in the back after the concert.
What? Are you okay?
Yes, I think I am.
Well, folks, I was wrong. Here she is. Would you give a warm welcome to Esther Packett?
I'm here tonight to tell you a story. The story of a special shoebox that has traveled around this country. It's the 100 millionth shoebox that will be delivered by Operation Christmas Child to a little girl in the Dominican Republic.
Thanks for the orange juice.
Thank you, Hope. You're welcome.
Don't spill on the computer.
What are we watching again?
Esther's giving the shoebox away.
Oh.
Look at her. She's so happy.
Can you move? Shh, we're missing it. Can you turn it up, Ian?
I am finally here in the Dominican Republic. I'm here at this school, and I am finally going to, after all of this month, I'm finally get to be able to go and deliver this box to a little girl. Brenda, this one's yours. Her name is Brenda. She's 5 years old, and I've just given the shoebox to her. She's really
And I thought she was scared of speaking in public.
I think God helped her.
You've been listening to The Brinkman Adventures, and this episode is entitled The Silent Ambassador. While parts of today's story are fictitious, it was inspired by real people and events. Some of us are naturally outgoing, while others tend to be more quiet. God made us all different, and that's a good thing. But often it seems God challenges those who are louder to listen more, and those who are quiet to be courageous and speak up. Perhaps this is because it forces us to do things in His strength. The Bible says that God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. Esther wasn't naturally gifted at speaking, nor was she very outgoing, and yet God chose to use her to address millions of people. To find out more about this episode and Operation Christmas Child, visit our website, BrinkmanAdventures.com.
Hey guys, I wouldn't drink that orange juice if I were you.
Why?
Hope, where'd you get the water?
It was clean. I flushed it first.
Oh! Oh. Oh. Oh.